If you've installed a Linux operating system like Ubuntu, you already have an edge over Windows and macOS users when it comes to security. For instance, Linux is immune to most forms of malware, as hackers tend to target more popular operating systems like Microsoft Windows. Still, when it comes to your passwords, you can't afford to feel smug. Creating a strong password that's also easy to remember can be difficult, especially if you have multiple online accounts. Why use a password manager? Using a password manager takes this trouble away from you. A good manager will not only generate high-entropy passwords but also save them for you securely, keeping them out of the wrong hands. In this guide, we'll explore some of the very best password managers for Linux. If you also use a PC, Mac, or smartphone, don't forget to read through our guide for password managers on other devices. Bitwarden for password sharing and 2FA. Bitwarden is a free and open-source password manager. This in itself is a big plus for security, especially as the platform is compatible with most forms of Linux. There are also Bitwarden extensions for popular Linux browsers like Brave and Firefox. You can even set up your own Bitwarden instance on a Linux server if you know what you're doing. Another point in favor of Bitwarden is that there's a free tier, which includes advanced features like 256-bit AES encryption, sharing passwords, and two-factor authentication. The platform has been criticized by reviewers for being basic and not very intuitive. Still, in our tests, we found it no more difficult to navigate than other password managers. This is an excellent password manager for users on a budget, particularly as Bitwarden is truly cross-platform, so you can use it on non-Linux devices. KeePass XC, offline but simple and secure. KeePass XC is a free and open-source fork of KeePass, a password manager originally designed for Microsoft Windows. Admittedly, it isn't an online password manager, so it's not quite as easy to sync your password across various devices as with online services like LastPass. Still, given that services like these can be hacked remotely, you might prefer to create a local password, KDBX, database to save to your computer using KeePass XC. The downside of this naturally is that if anything happens to your device or database file, there's no way to recover your passwords. Another big advantage of KeePass XC is that it has an extremely simple user interface, allowing you to get started in minutes. On the first run, you're invited to create a database, and then set a passphrase to protect it. AES encryption is employed. You can also optionally use a specially generated key file or hardware token like a YubiKey to access your passwords. Having slated the offline nature of the password database, you can configure the desktop app to work with various browser extensions, available for Firefox, Chromium, and Google Chrome. You can also share passwords by setting up KeyShare, which creates a separate database to sync shared data like Netflix passwords. This is the only real downside to using KeePass XC, as it does require some tweaking to make it suitable for day-to-day use. Aside from setting up password sharing, most users will also want to have the database locked after a certain period of inactivity. This isn't enabled by default. Some password managers also check the hash of your passwords to see if they've been exposed in major hacks. At the time of writing, KeePass XC doesn't have this feature. Buttercup, cross-platform password manager. Like KeePass XC, Buttercup is a free and open-source password manager. It also makes a point of storing your password database locally on your device, not on a server, though naturally, you can sync it with a cloud storage service like Dropbox if you wish. Unlike KeePass XC, the software is also cross-platform, with clients available for Windows, macOS, Android, and iOS. Buttercup is currently still under development, so you may want to make a backup of your passwords before installing. Still, if you choose to go ahead with setup, there are many perks beyond the cost-free price tag. These include the ability to import databases from other password managers such as KeePass XC, KDBX, or LastPass.csv. You can also create your own encrypted fields in the password database. The user interface is colorful and easy to navigate, though as the software's still in development, it's lacking some useful features such as the database auto-locking after a few minutes. Passbolt, self-hosted and open source. Passbolt is an open-source password manager. Though it's primarily designed for teams and businesses, there's a free community edition. There's no desktop software, but you can set up a self-hosted server, which you can then interact with via popular browsers like Firefox and Chrome. All data is encrypted end-to-end using OpenGPG. Passbolt's open-source nature makes this easy to verify, and the project's GitHub page claims it's regularly reviewed by top-end penetration testers. The platform also supports password sharing and two-factor authentication, including using hardware keys like Duo or YubiKey. The user interface is straightforward to navigate, though the Teams options may not be of much use to individual users who just want to store their passwords. Although Passbolt can automatically fill in login credentials, at the time of writing there are no other autofill options for information like addresses and credit cards. If you choose the self-hosted Passbolt solution, you'll also need to be comfortable with setting up and securing your own server to keep your passwords safe. Why choose open source? There are some excellent proprietary, closed-source password managers out there, but favoring open source comes down to trust. When a developer publishes the source code for their app online, this means the community can review it for security bugs or deliberately coded backdoors. Some developers like Proton even offer a cash bug bounty to reward clever programmers who spot flaws so they can be quickly fixed. Why not use your browser's password manager? Many popular Linux-compatible browsers have a built-in password manager. Still, not all Linux browsers are open source. Google Chrome is a good example. Browsers also tend to lack the advanced features you find in dedicated password managers, such as a high-entropy password generator, full support for two-factor authentication, and the ability to save custom fields. Can I just write down my passwords? Writing down your passwords in a book means they can't be remotely hacked, as they're not stored on a computer. Still, you won't benefit from more advanced password manager features like two-factor authentication. If you choose to do this, make sure to choose a unique, strong password for each of your online accounts. If you're determined not to use a password manager for this, consider using Diceware. This is also available as a Linux command line app, which you can install from terminal by running sudo apt-get install diceware. Simply run diceware to generate a high entropy password, e.g. matchless. Sadly, liability survive Roman Saffron. You can also use Hide, me's own random password generator. Make sure to note down passwords carefully and make regular copies of your passwords in case something happens to the original.